and you know, they both answered the bell, and I know that they know, and I've made it clear to that stretch, there's probably going to be one that's going to get the nod, but I don't know who that is right now. And so until that, I think this was a good weekend. Obviously, we had a really good Western Wisconsin team here last night. Cammy played very, very well, and I'm looking to see how Taylor plays today. As I said, she's played well. She does a good job controlling the puck, and I'm excited to see how she does today.
Your opponent, Gentry Academy, they're talking about a little weekend road trek for them. Last night they took on Bay Area, obviously the number one team, and then they come here and take on one of the other top teams in the state. What do you know about Gentry Academy?
I know that they're fast. They're going to be a little bit more physical. Typically, a lot of those Minnesota teams, they just play a little bit more physical style of hockey over there than we're used to here in Wisconsin. So they have a lot of speed up front. I got to, you know, just watch on Live Barn some of the game against the Ice last night, and man, talk about a lot of goals. Like we talked about 7-5, and so I think we need to be ready to go. They're going to be a well-coached team. They're going to be a disciplined team. As I mentioned, they have a lot of speed up front. They seem to get through the neutral zone pretty well, and when they attacked was kind of when they were able to catch Green Bay back on their heels a little bit. There's a lot of special teams goals last night too, so as always, those will play an important factor. We spent a lot of time this week working on those, so hopefully it works out well.
And finally, so often you see these teams multiple times. I mean, you see everybody's so familiar with everybody else. Is it a fun aspect to play a team, a challenging team that you haven't seen before?
I think it is. You know, this is actually something the Green Bay coach from last year had helped set up at the end of the year. He had been in contact with Gentry, and they were coming to him, and, you know, they wanted to make the most out of their trip as well. So us to stop at us on their way home made a lot of sense, and I think it's great for us to, you know, as you mentioned, we travel a lot, and we're not in a conference, you know, so we try to see the best teams in the state that we can, but you don't always get to see them two or three times, and you don't always want to see them two or three times. So to be able to bring in a really high-caliber team, especially with the back-to-back game against Western Wisconsin, I feel like this was a big weekend for us against some tough teams, to kind of a good measuring stick right now as we head into the second half of the season and see how we're doing.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Coach of the Storm, Jana Wimmer, will come back and get you ready for the opening faceoff. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back in from Greenheck Turner Community Center as we are set for hockey. The Central Wisconsin Storm taking on Gentry Academy Stars. Taking a look at the starting lineups for Gentry Academy. They are starting in goal. Number 30, Annika Sankey. She has not played a lot this season. The starter, Isabel Deutsch, getting a day off. So Sankey the goalie. Defense pairing of Krista Sotlos and Emma Laming. Forwards, Maddie Baker, Haley Grade. Haley Gray, and Elsa Myers. For Central Wisconsin, in net today is Taylor Simonson. Defense pairing of Matea DePoit along with Ava Rohde. And the forwards to begin, Madeline Kelter, along with Sophie Boleen and Isabel Yankee. Storm today in their home white with the maroon numerals outlined in black, black blazers, and black jerseys, black pants, white numerals outlined in red for Gentry Academy. Glad you could join us here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you miss any of our broadcasts, they are available as podcasts as well. Just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to WXCO.fm, click on air, and you can also get our broadcast as podcasts on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts as well. Storm will go from left to right in front of me here in the first period, and we are underway. Puck is off the far side boards. Isabel Yankee will chip it in deep for Central Wisconsin. Goes in behind the Gentry Academy cage, whipped along the far side boards, capped at the left point by Mateo DePoit. Her pass is taken away, and now back through center ice comes Gentry. Into the zone, left faceoff circle, trying to control it is Laming, and now will be chipped in behind the cage to the right wing corner. Maddie Baker trying to chase it down for Gentry Academy, now dumped into the left corner. Coming over and playing the puck will be Ava Rohde for the Central Wisconsin Storm. She'll flip it back to center ice. Taken away there by Krista Sotlos. Sotlos will throw it on net, and it gets past goaltender Taylor Simonson. I'm not sure if Simonson was screened or not, but that shot came from near the blue line, and it floats past the freshman netminder. And 38 seconds into the game, Gentry Academy gets on the board first and takes a 1-0 lead. Definitely not the start that the Storm wanted, but Gentry Academy, 38 seconds in, takes the early lead on what at this point would have to be considered a bit of a soft goal. But again, very early on. First shot on net for either side ends up in the back of the net. May have fluttered a little bit, maybe a little bit of a knuckler, but nevertheless, puck is battled for at neutral ice. Dumped in deep, played by Taylor Simonson to her defenseman, played there by Michaela Garam on the left-hand side. She'll bang it back to center ice. Resetting at her own blue line. So 1-0, Gentry Academy. Puck in the near side corner, played by Central Wisconsin and Taylor Friedel. She'll flip it up to center. Now the Storm into the offensive zone. Left-hand side, Gabby Heiser, a shot nearly squeezed through. A little bit of a difficulty with the shot was Annika Sankey, the goaltender for Gentry Academy. Puck in the deep left wing corner, still in the Gentry Academy zone. Now picked up by Naomi Wingy, the defenseman. Moved to the near side corner, taken away by the Storm. Back to the point, trying to keep it in, unable to do so. At the blue line was Matea DePoit. She'll now have to chase it down in her own zone. Plays it ahead. Now Central Wisconsin, Ava Whitmore. Whitmore through center, 2-on-2. Whitmore will dump it in deep, goes in behind the cage. Puck into the right wing corner. Chopping at it is Mara Mevernin for the Storm, but not able to control it. And now back to center comes the Stars of Gentry Academy. Taken away by Emma Brandt. Brandt will try to push it forward up the left-hand side. She gets it up to the Gentry Academy blue line and taken away by the Stars. Back up the left-wing side, dumped in deep by Haley Gray for Gentry Academy. Puck in behind the Central Wisconsin case. Turned over, looking for a wraparound is Gentry Academy and cleared aside by Rohde. 14:35 to go first period, 1-0 Gentry Academy. Puck in behind the cage. Fighting for it is Molly Collar for Gentry Academy. And now back to the right point. With it is Riley Avalar. Avalar jumps it down low below the goal line, right-hand side towards Kohler. Kohler has it knocked away and stolen. Madeline Kelter. Kelter will get it up in front of the Storm bench, now up to center ice. Puck is knocked away and stolen again by the Stars. On the left-hand side, over the red line and dumped in deep by Greta Kolshaw-Klein. Rolls into the deep right-wing corner. Ava Rohde will move it to the near side and Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn stick handles. Boleyn gets it up the center. Puck is taken away, however, again by Gentry Academy. Then knocked down and taken right back by Central Wisconsin, Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn behind the cage. Boleyn to the left-hand side. Boleyn getting bodied up and keeps the puck. Ava Whitmore now behind the cage. Whitmore gets it back to point. There's a shot. Save is made. Has taken it from just inside the blue line was Jaden Yurkowski. But covering it up is Annika Sankey. She'll take the whistle, the stoppage. 13:41 to go in the first period. 1-0 Gentry Academy with the lead. Thanks to our sponsors, including Sun Printing and also Coast to Coast Marketing for supporting our broadcast of Storm Hockey. Puck is drawn into the right wing corner, still in the Gentry Academy zone, and then the outlet pass gets away, goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on Gentry Academy. So another offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Central Wisconsin Storm. This time the faceoff will come to the right of Annika Sankey in net for the Stars. Stepping into the circle, Jaden Yurkowski for the Storm. She's had some big performances during our radio broadcast this season. She's had a couple of hat tricks in games that I've done. This is the fourth game of the season that I have broadcast of the Storm. And Yurkowski already has two hat tricks. Now here comes Jaden. Feeds it to Ava Whitmore at the top of the slot, but it goes off the skates of Whitmore back to center ice. Puck is battled for at neutral. Picked up. With it is Sotlos. Sotlos to the upper slot. Sotlos now will fire it. Goes wide of the cage. Rebound in front. And it banks off the goalie. Puck loose between the circles and picked up by Central Wisconsin. Back up ice goes Michaela Garam. Garam into the zone. Right wing side. Trying to make the move near the right faceoff circle. Puck knocked away and stolen. Outlet pass does not connect again for the Stars. Goes all the way down ice. And that will be icing on Gentry Academy. 12 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first period. Remains Gentry Academy 1, Central Wisconsin nothing. Gentry Academy was over in the Green Bay area last night. They fell to the Bay Area Ice Bears 7-5, a game that Gentry Academy led 5-2 before a big rally late for Bay Area. Puck is played along the far side boards, kept in by Central Wisconsin. Puck is rolled in, now played behind the cage by Kaylee Sachs, defenseman for the Stars. Moved to the near side boards and Haley Gray. Gray's pass behind her target, bounces off the far side boards, picked up, however, by Gentry at center ice. Now Gentry trying to work it into the offensive zone. Into the zone, Elsa Myers. Myers, deep left corner. Myers behind the cage. Myers now to the right-hand side. Myers gets tripped up. No penalty. Puck is played by Central Wisconsin. Myers looks a little miffed as she gets back to her skates in the far corner. Now the puck is rolled back to the Gentry end. Gentry will play it behind their own cage. On the right-hand side with it is McKenna Boren. Boreen will move it back to the near side. Playing the puck now is Haley Gray. Could not control it. Rolls back in deep. Now behind the Gentry cage. Kaylee Sachs moves it left-hand side. Back through center. Here comes Maddie Baker. Baker into the zone. Her shot gets deflected high and wide of the cage. Baker will chase down her own rebound in the right corner. Now fighting forward is Friedel for Central Wisconsin. Friedel there, also Madeline Kelter. Still chopping at it in the deep right corner. Now Madeline Kelter lost her edge, fell down. Puck moved to the right faceoff circle, and now back to the point. There's a shot wide of the cage from Kaylee Sachs for Gentry. Puck is kept in the Central Wisconsin zone. Taylor Friedel below the goal line on the right-hand side. Friedel getting battled. Puck comes loose now in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. On the near side, Michaela Garam. Garam passes back through center ice, rolls all the way back into the Gentry zone. It was touched by the stars, so no icing on the play. Putting pressure on, below the goal line, left-hand side is Ava Whitmore for Central Wisconsin. Puck is moved to the near side boards, flip back to the point. Captain Gabby Heiser gets taken down, and a penalty coming up on Gentry Academy. Nice job by Gabby Heiser, number one, keeping the puck in the zone just inside the blue line. And then as she tried to move her way in, got tripped up. And the first power play of the afternoon will go to the Central Wisconsin Storm. Kaylee Sachs, sophomore defenseman, will go into the sin bin for Gentry. 10 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the first period, and a 1-0 lead for Gentry Academy. Face off to the right of Annika Sankey. Freshman goalie, inexperienced goaltender as well. Storm will win the draw. Puck in the deep left corner. Back to the point, but then stolen away by the Stars. Move to the left-hand side. Into the zone, Haley Gray. Gray into the deep left corner. Have to be aware, they were effective shorthanded last night. In fact, in that game against Bay Area, according to Coach Jana Wimmer, there were 4 shorthanded goals combined in that game. Here comes Rohde, right face-off circle, a shot and a goal! Whiffing on the glove-hand side was Annika Sankey. It got a piece of the mitt and then deflects to the back of the net, and the Storm get back to even. 1-1, 10:25 to go in the first period. 6 minutes and 35 seconds, the time of that power play tally for Ava Rohde. For Ava Rohde on the season, her 5th goal, her 19th point. 5 goals, 14 assists on the season for the outstanding defender, Ava Rohde. So 1-1 game, back to 5-on-5 hockey. Winning the draw will be Gentry Academy, rolled in on net, stick to side by Simonson. Puck played behind the cage, turnover by the Storm, thrown in front, but right between the skates of Addison Reeves, who was right in front of the net. Now the other way, Isabel Yonke. Yonke into the zone. Puck is taken away. Now here comes Kelter. Kelter, a shot. Save is made. Rebound knocked below the goal line, right wing side. Puck will be played now by Gentry up the near side boards. Kept in again by Heiser. Heiser fighting for it, and she'll roll it in deep. In behind the cage, grab by Greta Kolshaw-Klein for the Stars. Gentry will get it back up to center ice and now rolled all the way down ice. They were not to the red line, so that, oh, they're going to say it was deflected by the Storm. So no icing on the play. Back to center ice, Central Wisconsin. Yurkowski's pass goes off the far side boards. Play by Mateo DePoit. Her pass gets knocked down, kept in by the Stars. Puck in below the goal line, right-hand side. Fighting for it is Ava Rohde. Now the puck knocked away, picked up by Central Wisconsin. Moved on the right-hand side to Gabby Heiser. Heiser will flip it up to neutral. Puck taken at the red line, and now back up ice. Here comes Gentry. Right face-off circle. Shot goes wide of the cage. That was Maddie Baker. Baker, sophomore forward, and now the puck picked up by Heiser. Heiser one-on-two through center ice. Storm in the midst of a line change. Heiser does get it into the zone and then backhanded in deep, and she'll peel off along with her teammates on that line change. Puck banged back to center, not able to connect on the pass, was Gentry, played by Central Wisconsin at neutral ice. Trying to move along the right-hand side is Malia Barigi. Barigi does get it into the zone. Puck deep in the Gentry end of the rink, below the goal line, right wing side. Barigi trying to dig it out for Central Wisconsin. Moved along the near side boards. Taken away by the Stars. Back to the point. Kept in by Friedel! And cutting in front, trying to get a deflection on that Friedel shot, was Emma Brandt and just missed it. That was a nice thought by Brandt. Cut in front as the shot came in on net, and just missing on that connection was Central Wisconsin. And then the outlet pass by the Storm goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on the Storm. Just past the midway point of the first period, 8 minutes and 16 seconds to go in period number 1. Storm 1, Gentry Academy 1. Face off to the right of goaltender Taylor Simonson, freshman for Central Wisconsin. Win on the draw, back to the point. There's a shot, deflects into the right corner. Clean win on the faceoff for the Stars, gave them an opportunity. Puck in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Puck deflects to the near side, picked up by the Storm. Back up ice comes Madeline Kelter. Kelter into the zone, right wing side. Kelter into the right corner. Kelter stops. Kelter now needs some help. Puck is knocked away and taken away by Gentry. Back up ice to center. Now to the blue line and into the zone, left-hand side, is Leela Conlin. Conlin has it taken away. Ava Rohde. Ava whips on the pass attempt. Captain at the blue line now by the Stars. Puck will be played deep by Mateo DePoit. DePoit lost her edge, lost the puck. Puck in behind the cage. Now DePoit back up, able to pick up the puck again for Central Wisconsin. Now DePoit brings it up the right-hand side through center ice. She'll roll it in deep, and she'll head off on a line change. Behind the cage, battling for it is Kaylee Sachs for Gentry Academy. Ava Whitmore in the battle as the puck goes now below the goal line, now behind the cage. 7:15 to go, first period, still a 1-1 game. Fight for the puck. Gabby Heiser chopping at it on the right-hand side. Still a battle, and now flip back to neutral by the Stars. Dumped back in by Michaela Garam. Puck rolls in behind the goaltender, Annika Sankey. Now trying to break out of their own zone, but pass goes over the boards into the Stars bench and out of play. That will stop the clock with 6 minutes and 55 seconds to go in period number one. 1-1 score, Storm and the Stars of Gentry Academy. Storm will be back at home again, but at one of their other homes on Tuesday night, taking on Northern Pines at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Puck is moved off the near side boards. Play back up to center ice by Gentry Academy. Storm will get it back. It'll be dumped back in, but that will be icing on Central Wisconsin. So the faceoff will come into the Central Wisconsin zone. Our next broadcast of the Storm will be in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, heading to southeast Wisconsin, taking on the Lakeshore Lightning at the Ozaukee Ice Center. That's 2 weeks from today, Saturday, January the 18th. Puck will be played back to center ice. Puck is deflected, trying to chase it on the left-hand side is Isabel Yankee. Yankee still fighting for it right in front of the Star bench. Now the Storm into the zone, trying to work her way in front for Central Wisconsin was Sophie Boleyn. Puck in behind the cage, picked up by the Stars. Now Gentry, pass gets deflected up into the air, but up to center ice. Puck still bouncing around at neutral. Left-hand side, Haley Gray moves it upper slot. There's a shot and a goal! Maddie Baker from the upper slot ripped it. Stick side pass, Taylor Simonson. And for the second time today, Gentry Academy takes the lead. 2-1, 6:15 to go in the first period. 10 minutes and 45 seconds the time of that even strength goal. And that was a quick release from the upper slot by Maddie Baker. Haley Gray on the left-hand side made the nice feed and real quick release. Baker, just a sophomore, but boy, she had some good zip on that shot and had great location inside the near side pipe. So 2-1, Gentry Academy. Right-hand side, Gabby Heiser. She'll dump it in deep. In behind the cage, picking it up is Colshaw Klein. Gets knocked off the puck. Still a fight for it below the goal line, right-hand side. That's your Kufsky. Move to the left-hand side. Two assists on the play. Now a penalty coming up on the fight on the near side boards. And I think the Storm will be heading to the power play again. Getting knocked down on the near side boards was Gabby Heiser. So assists on that last goal, Haley Gray and Elsa Myers. Goal scored by Maddie Baker for the Stars. So a second power play chance for the Storm. Central Wisconsin 1-for-1 with the player advantage so far. We'll try to get back to even again. And now we'll have to do that face-off again. I think they're saying that Jaden Yurkowski cheated a little bit on that as she tried to time it out, and she'll be tossed and replaced by Heiser. This time Gentry will win the face-off. Puck picked up behind the cage. With it is Heiser. Heiser turns, fires it, and a save is made. Coming from behind the cage, in front was Heiser. Stop was made by Sankey. Puck deep left corner. Fight for the puck along the boards. Comes loose. Haley Gray will whip it onto the near side corner. Capped in by Central Wisconsin. Along the boards. With it is Yurkowski. Back to the point. Thrown in front. Intended for Heiser. Could not get a stick on it. On that feed from Ava Rohde. Back to the right point. Boleyn. Boleyn moves it right faceoff circle. Into the right corner. Jaden Yurkowski. Now left faceoff circle. Turning. Firing. Save. Rebound loose and covered up. From the bottom of the left faceoff circle. That was Michaela Garam with that shot for Central Wisconsin. It was knocked down by Sankey and then covered up by the Gentry Academy freshman goalie. A minute 18 to go on the Central Wisconsin power play. 5:01 to go in the first period. 2-1, Stars with the lead. Storm fighting for the puck, picked up by Gentry, and they will find an opening and clear it all the way down ice. Goes in behind the cage, chasing it down in the near corner. Central Wisconsin is Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn along the board, still fighting for the puck. Take it away. Puck moved between the circles, picked up there by Michaela Garam. Garam gets it up to center ice with Heiser into the zone, left-hand side. Heiser getting bodied up, does roll it in deep below the goal line, left wing side. Heiser will pick up the puck. Heiser thrown in front, shot is stopped. Nice little feed by Heiser. Oh, and then getting knocked down after the Ila Garam. But Heiser got it to Garam in the left faceoff circle, and a quick little flick at the net by Garam, but able to make the stop with Sankey and then cover up. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for Central Wisconsin with 46 seconds to go on the power play. 4:29 to go in the first period. Still 2-1, Gentry Academy with the lead. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Left point, Taylor Friedel. Friedel moves it near side, Boleyn. Boleyn, a shot and a blocker save. Puck is loose and now deflected into the right corner. Puck moved in behind the cage. Oh, it takes a hop off the backboards right in front of the cage and then covered up by Annika Sankey. Now, it looks like Sankey's starting to find her rhythm a little bit. She looks a little more comfortable than she did early on. She looked very nervous, and I think it's not unusual because looking at the stats for Gentry Academy, she has not played very much, if at all, so far this season. The senior, Isabel Deutz, had played basically the entire season up to today. Now the Storm with it. Out top is Boleyn. Left-hand side, Friedel. Friedel, a shot gets blocked. Goes to the near side boards, kept in by Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn will roll it in deep below the goal line, right-hand side. Picked up by the Stars, whipped off the glass on the far side. Kept in by Central Wisconsin, but now cleared back to center. 10 seconds on the power play for the Storm. On the left-hand side in front of the Storm bench is Taylor Friedel. Moves it back to Boleyn on the right-hand side as the final seconds will tick off this power play, and we are back to 5-on-5. Storm do get it back into the zone. Emma Brandt will chip it in to the left corner. Puck is now picked up by the Stars. Up the left-hand side, not able to handle the pass, however, was Piper Sauer, and it goes all the way down ice. Why didn't they not call icing? I have no idea on that one, but now picked up by the Stars and thrown in front. That was Naomi Wingy, goes into the right corner, but I have no idea why that was not an icing. So from the upper slot, a shot and a goal. There were some bodies in front of Taylor Simonson, and whipping it was the defenseman Krista Sotlos. Sotlos with the goal. 3:17 to go in the first period, and now Gentry with a 3-1 lead. That time, I think that Taylor Simonson may have been screened on the play, as between the top of the faceoff circles and the blue line, right in the center of the rink, a wrister by Krista Sotlos. 13 minutes and 43 seconds the time of that goal. So it's been another high-scoring period for Gentry. Much of their season in Minnesota, they had not scored a lot of goals, but they scored 5 last night against the number one ranked Bay Area Ice Bears, and they got 3 so far in this game against the Central Wisconsin Storm. Under 3 minutes to go, first period. Puck back into the Gentry zone. For the most part in this period, the Storm have been winning the territorial battle, but taking advantage of their opportunities has been Gentry. Now the puck is cleared back into the Storm zone. Moved on the near side, Gabby Heiser. Heiser gets it back to center. Played there by Sotlos. Sotlos gives it away. Now back through center. With it is Heiser. Makes a nice little move. Makes another nice move. Gets into the zone, left-hand side. Puck along the far side boards. There's a tough angle shot. Glove down. Again, a little nervous on that save was Sankey on a tough angle shot. But kept in again by Gabby Heiser. She goes down. No penalty as the fight goes for the puck near the left faceoff circle. Another Storm player goes down. Puck is in behind the Gentry net to the near side boards. Now picked up by the Stars, back to the right point, trying to keep it in his road. He could not do so. And now back up ice again. Baker. Baker has a shot deflected. Getting in front of it for the Storm was Michaela Garam. Puck played in the near side corner by Sophie Boleyn with under 2 minutes in the period. Boleyn through center ice, right wing side. Boleyn into the zone. Boleyn at the goal line, now behind the cage. Boleyn to the left faceoff circle. Boleyn still stick handles. Moves it to the right point, Garam. Garam thrown in front, goes wide of the cage. trying to get a deflection in front was Madeline Kelter for the Storm. Puck in behind the star zone, star cage. Puck is played, still battle for, now picked up by the Stars. McKenna Barini. Barini will pass ahead, now back to center ice. Puck bouncing around, grabbed by Maddie Baker. Baker then coughs it up, taken by Taylor Friedel. Friedel will stick handle deep in her own zone. Friedel will drop it to her defense partner on the left-hand side. That's Michaela Guerin. Guerin's pass does not connect, but does roll back into the Gentry zone. Gentry will reset deep in their own end, in behind their own cage. Just over a minute to go in the period. Knocking it away, trying to fight for it for the Storm is Malia Barigi. Still a fight for the puck in the deep right corner. Trying to dig it out is Ava Whitmore as well for Central Wisconsin. Puck will be taken away, and back up ice come the Stars. Through center ice, the puck will be rolled in. Trying to chase it down will be Naomi Wingy. Has it knocked away and picked up by the Storm with 42 seconds in the period. Rohde gets it back to center, deflects to the left-hand side. Matea DePoint will move it along the far side boards. Puck is still fought for right in front of the penalty box area. And now grabbing it for a moment now, pushing it forward is Ava Whitmore into the zone. Playing it in her own zone, and now back behind her own cage is Kaylee Sachs. Sachs will move it to the right-hand side with 20 seconds in the period. Back to the center ice, Leela Conlin. Conlin gets to the blue line. Puck is over the blue line into the zone. Conlin, upper slot. Conlin working her way to the right-hand side. Conlin trying to work her way in front and coming over and knocking it away nicely for Central Wisconsin was Michaela Guerin. Puck is played by the Storm along the near side boards as the first period comes to an end. So the Central Wisconsin Storm will have some work to do in the second period as they trail by a score of 3-1. We'll come back and recap the scoring of this first period coming up next. This is Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Holmes back again from Green Heck Turner Field House as we are in the first intermission of this storm and the Star Academy. Apologize. We are at internet issues here at Green Heck Turner. Spike Moore during the course of the intermission. People are using the internet here, so hopefully things will be cleared up during the course of play in the period. But again, apologize for some of the issues going on right now with our internet. But it is 3-1, Central Wisconsin trailing Gentry Academy at the end of one period of hockey. It was very quickly that Academy got on the board. Just 38 seconds into the first period to make it 1-0. Storm went on the power play, and then they were able to take advantage at 6 minutes and 35 seconds of the first period. It was Ava Rohde with the goal, and that would even things up at 1-1. It would stay that way until 10:45 of the period. It was Maddie Baker lighting the lamp. She had a great fire from the upper slot, able to go stick side, beat Taylor Simonson. Assist on the play went to Haley Gray and Elsa Myers. That made it 2-1 for the Stars of Gentry. And then they would add one more at 13:30. This time it was and she was a little bit further back from where the previous goal was at the upper slot. That was baseline in the top of the faceoff circles in the center of the rink. Looked as though she was able to use some of the bodies in front, screen the goaltender, and was able to get it to the back of the net. So 3-1, Gentry Academy with the lead. That's despite the fact that the Wisconsin in the first period of play. Central Wisconsin had a net period. There were only 4 shots on net for Gentry Academy. 10 shots saved. Annika Sankey for Gentry Academy. And 1 shot saved by Taylor Simonson. 3-1 is a lead for the Stars. It'll be an extended intermission here in the first period as it is Parents' Day. It's being introduced with their team. All the parents, along with their players, I should say. And so it's going to be a little while before they get through that. And then the Zamboni will come out and do its work as well. 3-1, the lead for Gentry Academy. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
New basketball coaches polls are out as we head into the new year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse. the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions with their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility that can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Happy New Year to everyone out there as we celebrate an outstanding 2024 high school sports season and look forward to even more in 2025. Let's get the new year off with new coaches polls from wisports.net. In boys basketball, Wisconsin Lutheran retains the top spot in the Division I rankings, followed by De Pere and Kettle Moraine. The top spot in Division II goes to Nicolet, just ahead of undefeated Mount Horeb. Despite a loss over the Christmas break to De Pere, Milwaukee Academy of Science remains the number one team in the latest Division III coaches poll. Mineral Point leads a strong contingent of teams in D4, where six unbeaten teams are inside the top 10 this week. There were no changes among the Division 5 rankings this week, which find Sheboygan Lutheran on top, followed by Royal and Loyal. The Week 5 Wisports.net girls basketball coaches poll also came out earlier this week. Pewaukee went 2-1 at a tournament in Florida, but stays on top of the rankings this week in Division 1. Wauwatosa East moved to 11-0 and is still the number one team in Division 2. Laconia scored a pair of wins over larger-ranked opponents last week and remains the top team in D3. The Prairie School took down D1 fifth-ranked Homestead over break and stays atop the Division 4 poll. Assumption is undefeated and tops in D5, just ahead of defending champion Albany Monticello. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Again, Chad Holmes back again here from Green Tech Turner Fieldhouse, Green Tech Turner Community Center, as we are in the first intermission. And again, it's going to be an extended intermission because of the Parents' Day activities. The Central Wisconsin Storm parents still being introduced along with their players, as then we'll have the Zamboni come out and take care of business. But right now it is a 3-1 lead for Gentry Academy over the Storm. 11 shots on net for the Storm and only 4 shots on net for Gentry. But Gentry, when you have a 75% shooting percentage, that tends to go a long way. But the Storm, plenty of time to come from behind. In fact, just last night, Gentry Academy knows exactly what this situation is. They had a 5-2 lead against the Bay Area Ice Bears before they let that slip away. Bay Area would score the final 5 goals of the game, win it 7-5. Storm would like to do something very similar here today. So, again, plenty of opportunity yet for the Central Wisconsin Storm to try and turn things around. While we have a moment, let's go over our upcoming broadcast schedule here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on Monday night, we have Marathon High School boys basketball as the Marathon Red Raiders will be in Colby taking on the Colby Hornets. Hope you were with us last night as we had Marathon boys basketball. It was an exciting first broadcast of 2025. Marathon was able to knock off Neillsville by a score of 55-52 in overtime. So it was a thriller. A three-point field goal with just 3 seconds to go in OT gave Marathon the victory. But they'll try for another W coming up on Monday. Marathon at Colby Boys Hoops, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip-off. Right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Then on Tuesday night, it will be the Wausau West boys basketball team. Warrior boys had themselves a nice little trek during the holidays. They went down to Florida for a tournament, and they were able to win 2 out of 3 down in Florida, and they'll return for their first game of 2025 and in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, as they will be taking on the D.C. Everest Evergreens on Tuesday night. So Wausau West and D.C. Everest High School boys basketball Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip-off at 7:15 right here on 98.9 WXCO and, of course, online as well. Then coming up on Thursday night, it's Wausau West hockey. The Warriors, 8-4 on the season, they will be taking on the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Warriors at Rapids, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then both on Friday and Saturday, more Wausau West hockey as the Warriors hosting their Wausau West Invitational at the Marathon Park Ice Arena on Friday night. The action gets underway at 6 o'clock. We won't have the first game, the first semifinal, but it's a good one. And if you're looking for some good hockey on Friday, head on over to Marathon Park. Notre Dame Academy taking on Middleton in the first semifinal. And then the second semifinal we'll have is Wausau West against Eau Claire Memorial. Those teams played a double overtime game back in the season opener Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll have Wausau West hockey against Eau Claire Memorial in the second semifinal of the Wausau West Hockey Invitational Friday night. The start time should be around 7:30, 7:45, somewhere in that general area. And we'll have that one for you Friday night. And then Saturday, next Saturday, again, Wausau West, they'll be in the second round, either the championship round or the consolation round of their Warrior Hockey Invitational against either Notre Dame Academy or against Middleton. And we'll have that one at 1:15, so 1 o'clock pregame, 1:15 opening faceoff next Saturday, Wausau West Hockey. So another busy week of high school sports. And, of course, on Wednesday night from 6 till 8, we will also have the big high school sports show right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, the introduction of all the parents, along with their players, has come to an end. The Zamboni is now heading on out. It will begin its work as we continue the countdown for the start of period number two. It is Gentry Academy 3, Central Wisconsin Storm 1. We're going to come back, take a look at the hockey state rankings, both in girls and also boys Division 1 and Division 2. So we'll do that coming up next. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
On Monday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team travels to Colby for a non-conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon at Colby in high school boys basketball. Monday night starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
On Tuesday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team looks to stay undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference when they play host to DC Everest. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West hosting DC Everest in high school boys basketball. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
And Chad Holmes back again here from Green Heck Turner Community Center. First intermission, Gentry Academy leading the Central Wisconsin Storm by a score of 3-1. Oh, let's take a look here. We have an updated schedule for the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. And I had not seen this. Coach B.J. Brandt just sent it to me. He is here as well today. Obviously, his daughter plays for the Storm. So a little bit of a change here. We will have the Wausau West Warriors taking on Eau Claire Memorial in the first semifinal on Friday. So the first game will be a West and Eau Claire Memorial, 6 o'clock. So 5:50 airtime, 6 o'clock for the opening face-off, Wausau West and Eau Claire Memorial Friday night right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And in fact, this year, they have made the Wausau West Hockey Invitational not a tournament. It's going to be where you know who you're going to play both on Friday and Saturday. So the second game on Friday will have Notre Dame Academy against Middleton. Then on Saturday, Wausau West will take on Middleton in the first game of the day. That will be a 1:15 start, so 1 o'clock for the airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. And the second game on Saturday, really a good non-conference matchup. Teams that played, again, earlier this season. So many of these teams get together multiple times, even in non-conference. The Eau Claire Memorial meltdown Thanksgiving weekend, Wausau West saw Eau Claire Memorial in the first round. Memorial then took on Notre Dame Academy in the championship round, a 2-1 game. And Memorial will take on Notre Dame Academy on Saturday in the second game as well. So a lot of great hockey going on at the Marathon Park Ice Arena Friday and Saturday of next week. And also some great hockey going on here at Green Heck on Friday and Saturday of next week. In fact, if you want to see the Central Wisconsin Storm in action, you got plenty of opportunities here at home because they're in the midst of a five-game stretch of home games. They had last night against Western Wisconsin, tonight here against Gentry Academy, then on Tuesday over at the Marathon Park Ice Arena, 7 o'clock against North of Pines, and then next Friday here at Green Heck at 7 o'clock against Eau Claire area, and then Saturday of next week against Hudson. So, boy, if you're a hockey fan here in Central Wisconsin, plenty of great choices between the Wausau West Hockey Invite and the Central Wisconsin Storm going on here in the next week or so. Taking a look at the rankings in high school hockey. First of all, on the girls' side, the top six from WisconsinPrepHockey.net, you have the Bay Area Ice Bears ranked number one. Then the Superior Spartans ranked number two. The Central Wisconsin Storm ranked number three. Hayward is ranked number four. And again, you can't help but notice that three of the top four teams are all in the same sectional. when the playoffs get underway in not too long, in about a month and a half. But you have Superior, Central Wisconsin, and Hayward, just like last year's season, among the top four teams in the state, go into the Iron Cage to try to earn a sectional championship and earn a spot in the state tournament. But you have, again, really, really top-notch teams in very one sectional. Number five, St. Croix Valley Fusion, and number six, Warbirds, the Fond du Lac Co-op. So that's the girls' top six. On the boys' side, in Division II, Tomahawk is ranked number one. Then you have Regis Altoona McDonald at number two. McFarland is number three. Baldwin Woodville, number four. Somerset, number five. And number six, it is River Falls. And then finally, in Division I, Stevens Point remains undefeated and the number one ranked team in the state. Brookfield is number two. Hudson comes in at number three. Nina Hortonville Menasha is number four. Fond du Lac Springs, boy, we saw them at the showdown in Titletown a week ago. Very impressive. They're number five. And Notre Dame, we also saw them at the showdown in Titletown where West beat them last week, Saturday, by a score of 2-1. They are ranked number six. Wausau West this week did receive votes in the rankings after winning twice at that showdown in Titletown last weekend. So that's a look at the state rankings. You can get those rankings and more by going to wisconsinprephockey.net. Well, the Zamboni has finished up its work, and we're almost ready for more hockey. So we're going to take one more break and then come back with the start of the second period. Central Wisconsin Storm trailing Gentry Academy by a score of 3-1. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Start of the second period here from Greenheck Turner Community Center, Central Wisconsin Storm. They trail the Gentry Academy Stars by a score of 3-1. So ready to go, 5-on-5 hockey. Glad you could join us here for high school hockey. And the faceoff is taken by Gentry Academy, and they'll bring it quickly into the offensive zone. Puck is deflected, goes into the deep right wing corner. Puck is now in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Still battle for. Now coming up with it is Mateo DePoit for Central Wisconsin. Puck will be played along the near side boards. Dumped in deep again by the Stars. Chased down in the far corner by Ava Rohde. Rohde will flip it back to center. Not able to handle it where the Stars. Goes all the way down ice. No icing. It could have been played by